7th and from August the 15th. And that's the meeting that Trustee Garner joined us, so she will vote on that one and not the other two. I think we need a motion to, okay. So we'll have a motion to approve the minutes March 9th, July 27th, August 15th.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Garner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes. All right, at this time, council will give lead to the committee assignments, and then the first, second reading on board regulations, voting on the membership of the foundation board, the collective bargaining agreement 73, local 73, and also local 700.
At this time, we will cover two committee assignments with the of our new board members. So moving into the finance and audit committee will be our newest trustee, Trustee Corliss Gardner. And as with that, we remove the Trustee Nicholas Goen from the finance and audit committee.
Regretfully.
We will also be adding both Trustee Cam Buckner and Corliss Gardner to the foundation committee of the Board of Trustees. I ask for a motion and approval of the new committee assignments.
The motion on what council has read?
So moved.
Second.
Oh, I can't vote on my own motion.
Oh, you can't vote? All right, we'll need someone else to do it.
But I'm in there too, so I can.
So moved. Two more trustees there.
Trustee Hatch and J. Smith.
Trustee.
I said so moved.
Second.
Second.
Trustee Buck, Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
Moving into the first reading of the proposed changes to board regulations, section 2. Section 2 of the board regulation centers on procedures that apply to university employees. The recent changes to section 2 of the board regulations were amended to remove provisions that were better suited for the university handbook, as well as create consistency between the two documents where they conflicted. The provisions that were removed include employee benefits, tenure, civil service employee provisions. Changes were also made regarding contract language for the university president in light of the recent Illinois law, which requires that contracts for presidents and chancellors of public colleges, one, not have a severance agreement that is greater than 20 weeks of compensation, and two, prohibit a severance where the president chancellor is terminated due to misconduct. That serves as our public notice for the proposed changes. All individuals have received the proposed changes. The president has also received a copy of the proposed changes and can distribute that to the appropriate faculty, administration, and students regarding those changes. We will look to adopt the proposed changes at the next scheduled meeting, which will include any comments that the president receives on the proposed changes.
Okay. Do we need an action on that?
No action on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Approval of the amended section 1 of the board regulations, whereas section 1 board procedures subsection C2 of the board regulation authorizes the board of trustees to adopt, amend, or appeal board regulations, and whereas the board of trustees endeavored to review and amend section 1 of the board regulations, and whereas on June 21st, 2018, the board of trustees conducted the first reading of the amended section 1 of the board regulations pursuant to section 1E of the board regulations, now therefore be it resolved that the board of trustees of Chicago State University hereby approves the changes to section 1 board procedures of the board regulations. I ask for a vote from the board. When the resolution is read.
We'll entertain the motion.
So moved.
Seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Garner?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Moving on to the vote of membership of Foundation Board. Whereas Chicago State University serves as the sole member of Chicago State Foundation pursuant to Article 2, Section 1 of the Foundation Bylaws, and Whereas the sole member is authorized to appoint directors and to fill vacancies on the Board of Directors of the Foundation pursuant to Article II, Sections 2 and 4 of the Foundation bylaws. And whereas there being a small amount of serving directors or officers on the Foundation as of today, now therefore be it resolved that the following individuals, Corliss Garner and Andrea Zopp, are appointed to serve as directors of the Foundation for an initial term of 1 year and shall be eligible for reelection. Two, that resolved that each of the officers and agents of the university be and hereby is authorized and directed in the name and on behalf of the university to take any and all actions that such officer or agent may reasonably determine to be necessary or desirable to carry out the purposes of the foregoing resolutions, such determination to be conclusively evidenced by the execution and delivery thereof or the taking of such other actions. At this time, I ask for a vote on the resolution as read.
Entertained a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Gardner?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Moving on to the approval of the collective bargaining agreement for SEIU Local Number 73. The collective bargaining agreement has been ratified by the General Services Employees Union Local Number 73. The Board of Trustees has reviewed the collective bargaining agreement and is now prepared to approve. Mr. Chairman, I ask that you entertain a motion to approve the collective bargaining agreement with General Services Employees Union Local Number 73.
Entertained a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Gardner?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Moving on to the amendment of the collective bargaining agreement between the Board and Local Union Number 700. Based on the Supreme Court's decision in Janus, the Board and the Union agreed to remove any and all references to the mandatory deductions, remittance, and the collection of fair share fees as they are now void. Going forward, union fees will only be deducted from CSU employees who elect to become members of the union. This amendment will remain in full force and effect for the remainder of this agreement until a successor agreement is negotiated and ratified. At this time, I ask for approval for the President to execute the amendment for Local Union Number 700 Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Entertained a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Gardner?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
I have nothing further.
Thank you, Council. And seeing that we've kept these good people in front of us all day, we'll release them and us. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting for today.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Gardner?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Boom.